Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, good afternoon, Richmond. It's 12 noon and I'm AWOD here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. Download it today for free. Anywhere you get your apps at, it's AUDACY. That's AUDACY. It gives you the ability to pause the show, run some errands, rewind, and then pick up right where you left off. And just like you can take the show on the go with the Odyssey app, we've taken the radio show with us to Charlotte, North Carolina. It's AWOD on the Road, presented by Cowan Gates, huge supporters of Virginia Tech Athletics. Thanks to Cowan Gates for sending us back to the 2025 ACC kickoff live all week long here from Radio Row. And today, we tackle the 2025 Virginia Cavaliers. This is a big season, a huge season for head coach Tony Elliott, who will sit down with us today at 1:30. Set your alarms, mark it on your phone, 1:30. The head coach of the Virginia Cavaliers will join AWOD Radio. And the Hoos have a very favorable schedule, one of the easiest schedules in college football for a power conference team. And to me, it feels like a make or break season for UVA football. They have upgraded the facilities. They have an exciting transfer portal quarterback in Chandler Morris from North Texas. He'll sit down with us at 12:30. And I can honestly tell you, this is the most excited I've been for a UVA football season since I started covering the team. I do think that Tony Elliott is the right guy for the job. He has been dealt an incredible hand of cards that he's had to kind of maneuver through, and of course the tragedy that happened at UVA a few seasons ago. But now it's time to put together some wins on the field. We'll bring you with us to Charlotte, North Carolina, with conversations here for ACC kickoff with ACC Network talent Eric McLean and Wes Durham, live from 12 to 3 and always available on the Odyssey app. It's AWOD on the Road, presented by Cowan Gates. You know how we like to start the show every day? By catching you up on anything you might have missed around the sports world when we open up the sports app.
Here it is, everybody.
Clearly, this is the future.
Stats, scores, highlights.
Whoa, are you serious?
Wi-Fi plus 3G, 64K. This one.
The sports app.
And we begin in the National Football League with training camps beginning around the league. And in Washington, Terry McLaurin is officially a holdout, which means he will be fined $50,000 every single day. I didn't really expect him to be there yesterday, but it did become official, which made it national news, being reported around the country there by insiders. And unfortunately, it does feel like it's a distraction. I told you yesterday, plain and simple, of all the guys to argue about not paying, Terry McLaurin is the guy you're going to die on a hill for. It does not make any sense. He's the poster child for what you want your NFL player to be like. I mean, Eric Bickle in the Junkies always says it. I would let my daughter marry Terry McLaurin. I mean, he is just the perfect guy. And so, what, he wants $36 million? He wants $37 million? Pay him his money, because I can't imagine this team playing successfully this season without Terry McLaurin. Scary Terry deserves to be paid. So his holdout is national news. Here's Ian Rappaport with the latest.
Well, first, the news part. Terry McLaurin was not present with his teammates during today's conditioning test, setting the stage for unless there is some sort of contractual breakthrough over the next 24 hours, a holdout. And holdouts have been increasingly rare over the last several years. Hold-ins, where a player deals with a minor injury while not practicing, waiting for his deal to get done, that's been more commonplace. But a true holdout, where a player is subject to fines, those have been rare. But that is how Terry McLaurin is showing these Commanders that he is not happy, that he does not feel good about where things are. And not only does he want a new deal, but he wants a lot of money. And you're right, the three-year, $68 million deal that has him making almost $20 million this year has been outpaced. My understanding is he wants more than 30. It's not a disagreement over whether he deserves more money. It's a disagreement over how much, and certainly they are not there yet. So Terry McLaurin staying away.
And, of course, Adam Peters spoke yesterday. Dan Quinn sat down with the media earlier this morning, and he was asked about the business of the NFL and Terry McLaurin.
No, I certainly don't need to reach out, I mean, to anybody else. And it's part of, you know, the business of the NFL. And, you know, I don't judge it or get too worked up about it. I know Adam and his team, they're working as hard as they can, you know, with Terry. And so the best thing I can do, honestly, in this space is, like, put all the attention and the focus to go doing what it, like, we love them. So I know they're working really hard to go do that, but it's part of the business of our league, and this happens on teams all over. And so
up to New York, and Brian Daboll, head coach of the New York Giants, confirms that Russell Wilson is the Giants starting quarterback, a quarterback room that is crowded. Of course, it's Russell, it's Jameis Winston, it's Jackson Dart, as well as Tommy Cutlets, Tommy DeVito, there in New York. The Honey Badger, Tyrann Mathieu, a longtime secondary star in the National Football League, but really made his name for his massive plays in college football for LSU. He announces his retirement from the NFL. Over to tennis on the sports app. We've got the City Open in Washington, D.C. We talked about it yesterday. My guy, Francis Tiafoe, is wearing Lululemon burgundy and gold at the City Open. It features Taylor Fritz, as well as some of the best tennis players around the globe as they prepare for the U.S. Open. I used to go to the City Open when it was Legg Mason throughout my childhood there in D.C. But the big story out of the City Open yesterday was the return of Venus Williams, who has not played a competitive tennis match in over a year. She's 45 years old, and somehow, some way, she's still got it. Here is the final call.
That night is when stars shine their brightest, and very few stars have shone brighter than Venus Williams over the last 20 years. Still the author of an incredible legacy.
What a match, what a performance. This is nothing short of amazing. Has cleaned up her technique, but she has not cleaned out the competitor inside of her, and Peyton Stearns will be disappointed, but this night belongs to Venus Williams and Venus Williams only. Wow.
So Venus becomes the oldest woman at 45 years old to win a tennis match on the tour. And here is Venus on why she came back.
I had to come back for the insurance because they informed me earlier this year I'm on Cobra. So I was like, I got to get my benefits on. Started training.
She's actually not lying about that, because we talked about that about 6 years ago. So you're actually telling the truth. You know, insurance is hard.
Insurance, you guys know what it's like. And let me tell you, I'm always at the doctor, so I need this insurance.
And it's just so cool to see Venus Williams out there. I mean, Venus and Serena have done an incredible job throughout their careers, impacting the sport of tennis and helping grow it in communities around the country. Over to Major League Baseball on the sports app. The Washington Nationals get a win, a much-needed victory for the Nats, and it is Josh Bell with a solo home run. It's certainly going to help the Nats if they decide maybe they want to trade him before the deadline. Let's take a listen to the call.
Bell's been swinging the bat well. Really good game last night with Two extra base hits, a double, and a long home run. It's on the way to him. Swing and eye. Drive deep to right here. Back goes Fraley. He gets the warning track. You can't forget it. It's a game-tying home run for Josh Bell. He's homered again, and it's 1-1.
And the Nationals extended their lead with C.J. Abrams up to the plate in the bottom of the fifth inning. It was a RBI double. Here's the call on the Fan.
Burns ready. He delivers to C.J. Swing a long drive down the right field line toward the corner. Will it stay fair? Yes, it will. It's one hop off the fence, staying in play. Young scores. Abrams will be content with a double, and the Nationals lead it 3-1. Back-to-back RBI doubles. First Young, now Abrams. And the Nationals the 3-1 lead as C.J. has RBI 37 on his 22nd double.
Riley Adams singles to right in the sixth inning to help the Nationals take a 6-1 advantage. And that is your final score. Here is the final call.
No balls, two strikes. Lara comes set. Here's the pitch. Swing a fly ball deep left field. James Wood back toward the warning track. He's there. Wood makes the catch. And the Nationals beat the Reds 6-1.
Baltimore gets blasted by the Guardians 6-3 in their matchup. O's against the Guardians. That series will continue tonight. 6:40 will be your first pitch. Over to college football on the Sports app. We're here at ACC kickoff, but Paul Feinbaum believes that Jeremiah Smith is the best college player in the country. He certainly had a fantastic season last year. Let's take a listen.
That he is. He's so good, Greeny, you know, doing the draft, where he would have gone last year. It's incredible that he has to stay in college with all the convoluted rules, but the biggest issue they had last year with Chip Kelly calling the plays was getting him the ball enough. Remember in the Michigan game, he didn't get the ball enough in the Texas game. I think that will change this year, but he is without a doubt the best player in the game.
So we will be focusing on all things ACC today, tackling the UVA Cavaliers. We'll sit down with Virginia Tech coach Brent Pry and Kyron Drones tomorrow on AWOD Radio as it's AWOD on the road live from Charlotte, North Carolina for the 2025 ACC kickoff. And the coverage this week is presented by Cowan Gates. You're listening to AWOD on the Fan. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. I'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the Hoos and the Hokies. And we are live from Charlotte, North Carolina for ACC kickoff. Joining us right now from the ACC Network, Eric McLean. What's going on, Eric?
Man, it is great energy in here. Radio Row, always one of my favorite things to do. You know, I never forget back as a player going through this gauntlet and how fun that was back in Pinehurst, which was a really cool place. But a lot of energy, man. It's day one, and we're going to have obviously more teams roll through here the next couple days. But this has been a fantastic start to this event.
Yeah, I want to start with Clemson and all eyes on Cade Klubnik. Yeah. What were the little things you thought he needed to improve on last year? Because it feels like he should be a Heisman candidate this year.
No, 100%. I think he's the best quarterback in the country. I think that when you talk about how do you separate yourself a little bit more, you know, how do you become that, you know, number one overall pick? How do you become that first quarterback taken? I think anticipating throws, you know, which takes timing, which takes working with your receivers. Now, those guys growing up, that's going to be, you know, fun to anticipate what that will look like. But throwing guys open there, his pocket presence just was magnified times 100 last year. And the guy that we saw as a sophomore versus as a junior, night and day different. And so now, you know, to see that final form and to have more ownership of the offense and the things that you expect from him. But anticipating throws, getting to your check down, and again, just continuing to build ownership in that offense, I think can separate him to be the first guy taken.
Eric, I wonder what you think the NFL star power being added to the ACC will help boost this conference. Yeah. I mean, you had Bill O'Brien, but now you have Frank Reich and, of course, Bill Belichick. Yeah. How's that going to boost the ACC?
Yeah, it's pretty cool, right, when you have three coaches of that magnitude that have all, you know, either played or won Super Bowls, played for or won Super Bowls at some level, OC or DC or head coach there. And it's a big deal, and it's fun, and it brings something else to talk about, a new nuance. And, you know, it's love it or hate it, we're moving towards a baby NFL. And,
yeah.
And so to have guys of that magnitude that have been there, done that, seen it done, and seen it executed at the highest level, that will be beneficial, and that will help for those programs. Now, how much? What does that mean? You know, because ultimately you still need the guys doing it, the players playing at high levels to do so, but it certainly is fun, and I can't wait to see how does that translate to the field.
And I do feel like with the NIL and the transfer portal, college football has never been closer to the NFL.
Right.
And so you can
about
really
a salary cap. I mean, yeah. What are we doing?
You can flip a roster in 1 year, yeah. And 12-team college football playoffs. I think the ACC every year has got to get at least two teams in. You did it last year, SMU and Clemson. Can they do that again?
Yeah, you know, you would hope so. You know, when you see, you know, Clemson, obviously what we predict from them and how good we think they're going to be. And then who's going to be next? Is it Miami? Can they finally get over that hurdle where, you know, I hate to be negative, but it felt like they wasted last year when you had a quarterback go number one overall,
yeah.
A guy in Cam Ward that was so talented and so good, and then your defense just couldn't reach the level that you needed them to at multi different facets of the season, and ultimately, you know, kept them out of that situation. A team like SMU this year that have your quarterback back, that you have your head coach back and your offensive coordinator, a lot missing from the defense, but they feel good about who they brought in from the transfer portal. That defense is going to be led from the back to the front. I think that secondary is going to be a force to be reckoned with and really fun to watch. So those are kind of the three that you feel confident about. Then can a Louisville, can a Georgia Tech, you know, who's going to be the next up to continue to step forward and push for that second or third, how fun would that be, you know, spot for the college football playoff.
Joined by Eric McLean from the ACC Network, I'm Adam Epstein here with AWOD Radio. AWOD on the Road presented by Cowan Gates. Hokie Steve has stopped by as well.
Yeah, I told him one question, but I'm going to do two.
Come
on. How excited are you for the Garrett Nussmeier versus Cade Klubnik game one battle for Death Valley?
It's huge, man. I mean, you're talking about whoever you ask, probably a little bit more consensus with Cade Klubnik, but number one quarterback in the country.
Right.
Either one of those guys.
Right.
It feels like you could point to them and be really, you know, solid with your choice. The air raid attack from LSU is going to be fun to watch. And how does Clemson combat that? Now, LSU has five new offensive linemen. Clemson has the best D-line in college football. That should matter. There should be a matchup problem for LSU, but the does it live up to the hype?
Yeah.
You know, is it all kind of star? I mean, I hope not. I hope they just bury him.
Right.
You know, but it could be a star-studded
again
affair. And how fun would that be to kind of see that up close in person?
DV versus DV, right?
It's a big deal.
It is a big deal.
Listen, we claimed it about a decade first.
Right.
They actually started as Deaf Hearing, Deaf Valley. But, you know, Cajuns have trouble with letters and words, so it turned into Death Valley. So I understand.
You look like you guys have – that's a great question. That's a great answer. You look like you, Eddie Royal,
yeah.
Our guy Eddie Royal,
that's right. Hokie,
and EJ Manuel,
yeah.
And Coach Rick, you look – you guys have so much fun.
We do.
On the huddle.
We really do.
Talk about it.
Yeah, it's a I've got to reminisce a little bit here because it's changing. And yeah. Maybe this is a little bit of breaking news, you know, here. But it has been such an honor to every Saturday for the last, you know, four football seasons to work with, you know, those men and how we've became closer as, you know, brothers and friends and, you know, texting all the time, even out of the season and calling each other. And it's something that I think is pretty rare in this business, but in life, you know, to find – you know, three other people that are as like-minded as you that do something similar, and it was a true honor. And as I mentioned, it's a little bit of an end of an era. EJ Manuel is moving up. He will be on the ESPN kind of rap show with Matt Barry. Coach Rick will be moving to the studio because we have separated the teams now. But I'll still be with your guy, Hokie legend, Eddie Royal there. But it's something that, man, the memories, the journeys, the fun times that we had it's things that last a lifetime, and it was a pleasure to work with them.
And speaking of the broadcast aspect of the ACC, what do you think of the move to really dominate Friday nights?
Yeah, it's cool, right? And it's, you know, with this new unequal revenue model, it's very beneficial to those teams that have the privilege to play on that Friday night because it's a standalone game. You know, on a typical weekend, if you're playing a subpar opponent or an average opponent on a Saturday, you get buried, and maybe, you know, a couple hundred thousand people watch. It doesn't matter who you're playing on Friday night. It's a million plus. That's a big deal now, and that really matters. And to be able to own that and, you know, hopefully it becomes a bigger deal and there's more branding and awareness and fun things around it. But I like the opportunity. Now, not everybody can necessarily host. There's different unique problems that some schools face with weekday games. But it is going to be fascinating. How does that grow in popularity, especially because at the end of the year, when you're getting that extra check, how much did that individual day, awkward day, you know, really kind of help you?
Eric McLean with us here in the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline. Hot seat, I'll let you ask about the Hokies. I want to focus in on the Hoos for a second here. Tony Elliott has dealt with a tremendous amount of adversity at UVA. It was unbelievable the way he handled the tragedy a few years ago. But now they need a win on the field, right? And that absolutely needs to happen this year. It's a make-or-break season. I think the question is, can they win in the trenches?
Right. And we'll see. You know, time will tell. But I'm with you in the fact of it is time to win. And that's hard to say, right, because of all those things. But you have a new facility. You've had it for a year now. And hopefully that has attracted enough talent to where you can put a team out there that feels really confident in the things that they're going to do. I love Chandler Morris. I think that he's a great addition to this team. I think he's going to be able to rip it. I hope they lean into that and he throws, you know, 4,000 plus yards, right? He's that caliber of a quarterback. You know, but that's a 1 year thing. You know, who is going to come in and sustain and do things of that nature and the unique and different challenges that are presented being at the University of Virginia there. But no question, it's time to, you know, get that to the field and hopefully that translates. And you know, we'll see what they're able to do. I think a lot of people like the schedule. I think it's a little favorable. And, you know, I was just over here talking with a group that's here in North Carolina radio show, and, you know, they said a lot of people have brought them up as a dark horse. Now, what kind of dark? What does that mean? Are you thinking ACC champion? Are you thinking throw a wrench in some people's schedules?
Right.
It is a fascinating thing, but I love Coach Elliott to death. I believe in everything that he does. And, you know, it in a world and a society right now where everybody wants everything now, to preach patience and to preach building sustainability, cohesion, it's important, especially now when there's so much potential for the players to change. You got to keep your core, and if they can do that, you know, time will tell.
Yeah, I think in terms of Chandler Morris, I hope he can have success, but I do think if it works for him, it can be maybe plug and play because the ACC has done so well with the transfer portal acquisitions at the quarterback position.
All right, let's back it down 81 a little bit where Blacksburg is. This is a big year for Coach Pry. There's no doubt about that. This is a big year for Kyron Drones. They've got to close these games in the fourth quarter where they've had the lead and they can't close the deal. That, to me, is where Virginia Tech gets over the hump. Your thoughts?
Right, and that's where running the football and great defense comes into play, which if you think about that, that's who Virginia Tech is supposed to be. That's who they are. And, you know, I think it is – you know, a bit unfortunate, some injuries, and things just didn't work last year for whatever reason. You know, there was a lot of excitement, myself included, maybe being the you know, guy leading that train of this team's going to be good. This team's going to do some fun things, and, you know, the production and the quarterback, and then it just didn't. You know, and so how do you overcome that? But I agree with you. Both these coaches, man, you know, it's time to win. And, you know, that's hard to do clearly, you know, because this is a good, you know, league, and there's been some new players added, some teams that have really stepped up. But Blacksburg deserves winning football. I mean, it's a place that, you know, I had not been outside of working here. And the first time I ever went, I was just blown away right. with the support, the environment. And I can't imagine what that place would be like with a top 15 team, with a top 10 team. I mean,
it was fun back in the day.
Right. It's electric. Yeah. And those people deserve it because they always show up. I mean, I've been there for subpar opponents, and there's not a seat in the house. And so, you know, Blacksburg needs that. They need that to be a thing.
The ACC needs Blacksburg.
The ACC needs it, 100%. Yeah. No question.
Eric, thanks so much for the time, man. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you guys, man. It's fun talking with you and excited for the year.
You're listening to AWOD Radio on the Fan. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. Welcome back to AWOD Radio here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Richmond's home for UVA Athletics. You can hear who's talking, all things UVA, Mondays on 910 The Fan. And joining us right now, as we are live from ACC kickoff in Charlotte, North Carolina, is quarterback Chandler Morris for the Hoos. What's going on?
What's up? Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So I feel like I've seen your picture, I've seen your face all over social media from some of the comments you made earlier today. You're loving this media day.
Yeah, no, it's been good. Just kind of honored to be here representing UVA, and it's a cool experience.
Absolutely. I want to go back to when you play high school football and you get recruited to college. Did you feel like there's any chance you'd play for this many schools?
No, not at all. This is not the plan. God works in mysterious ways, and I mean, yeah, it's been a roller coaster of a career, and it's been a journey for sure.
How do you describe this journey that you've been on? Are you enjoying the stops that you've made?
Yeah, no, I have. I mean, there's you're not enjoying every single day of the career, but it's been awesome. I mean, I wouldn't change a thing. I think I've learned so many valuable lessons throughout my career that have helped me become a better football player and also to become a better man.
I think the ACC has done a tremendous job at recruiting transfer portal quarterbacks. You had the number one overall pick last year. Cam Ward was a transfer portal quarterback. So why UVA?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's it goes back to my relationship with Coach Elliott. I've known him since I was 11 years old. Known him for a long time. My family's got a lot of respect for him, as I do too. And just understanding that it's my last season and I want to go play for good people, and I know he is. And also too, just the hunger out of this fan base. I know they're hungry. They're ready for to start winning games. And so I think I can come in and I can help take us to that next step.
So your relationship with Coach Elliott when he was at Clemson, and your dad came in with Dabo. So what was that relationship like, and what was that like for you being a kid and kind of watching your dad get a big job in the ACC?
Yeah, I know. It was awesome. I mean, I really enjoyed it. I didn't really understand it, what was truly going on, just because I was so young. But just getting to kind of run around the facility, be around great players that they had. I mean, the Sammy Watkins, the DeAndre Hopkins, Taj Boyd, just to name a few. And so, I mean, it was an awesome experience. Actually, I'm sure I picked up many things that I don't realize that I picked up during those times. And just really enjoyed that experience.
College football has almost become semi-pro with the number of years you could play. You're 24 years old.
24, yeah.
I mean, it's kind of crazy. Like, I grew up watching college football. You don't usually see a 24-year-old. How will your experience help you this season?
Yeah, I think just my maturity and experience. I mean, just I've played a lot of snaps, probably 2,000 snaps or so, and started a lot of ball games. It's going to help me. Just it really slows down the game, and understand how to prepare for games each week, and then also too just winning over locker rooms and getting guys to fight for me, and just going out there and having fun with my guys, and just plan on going out there and putting on a exciting brand of football.
joined by grad transfer quarterback for UVA, Chandler Morris. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio. Quarterback, everybody knows, is the most important position on the field. The spotlight's on you, whether it's success or failure. How would you describe your leadership style at that position?
Yeah, I think it's a little bit of both. I think vocally, I'll step up when needed. I think that's a big part of who I am. And not all the time that when it's negative, but also too whenever it's positive. I mean, just telling guys good job. They don't want to hear all this negative stuff every single time. And really just and praising them and giving them all the credit. And then also too, I think leading by example. I think whenever we go out there at workouts, I mean, those guys, they seem to dominate the conditioning drills a little more than I can, a little better than I can as I get older. But I'm going out there and I'm doing everything they're doing and going out there and battling with them and they can see me out there hurting a little bit. So it's good. I think they've really appreciated seeing that part of me.
Chandler, how badly do you want to be a gunslinger at UVA this season?
Yeah, no, I mean, that was exactly what I came here to do and what I want to do. Had a really successful season last year and really enjoyed my time in Denton at North Texas and just plan on keeping it rolling and building off of that success that I'd had over the past couple years and bringing it here and showing the fans what I'm about.
Joined by transfer quarterback Chandler Morris. I'm Adam Epstein. This is AWOD Radio. So we cover UVA, and I'll be honest with you, this is the most excited I've been for a season. Tony Elliott's been building. They needed a quarterback. You come in here, and so there's a lot of excitement in the fan base, in the region for this upcoming season. What would a successful season at UVA look like for you?
Yeah, I think just going out there and everyone meshing, I think we did a great job of that, getting everyone on the same page this summer. And really getting on building and learning the offense and coming together as a team and playing fast and physical. And then, I mean, it's no secret in our locker room we want to go win championships. And that's our goal. We understand that, a lot of people might get wide-eyed whenever we say we won championships, but we do have the pieces in our locker room. And it comes down to us. It comes down to us as players to just go out there and execute.
How much of this is an opportunity for you to prove you belong at the P4 level?
Yeah, I mean, that was a difficult conversation with my last head coach at Eric Morris at North Texas. I mean, I was sitting in his office in tears. I love that guy to death, and he was. I just told him, like, hey, the main thing, I want to go back to the Power 4 level and not for others. I said, I want to do it for me. I want to go back and prove to myself I can get back in it. And I had some unfortunate injuries at TCU that kept me off and took me off the field and just had to kind of go get a fresh start. And I was actually playing really good football while I was when I was playing at TCU and everything like that. So just getting back to it and really proving to myself.
Yeah, I mean, how do you stay mentally strong when it feels like the only thing holding you back is injuries?
Yeah, no, I mean, it's not easy. And I'm far from perfect, and I had many tough times with it, but I mean, I just leaning on my faith, leaning on my family, was extremely important for me, and it helped me out a ton. And doing the things that I enjoy was important during those times. But it wasn't easy. But I mean, I wouldn't change anything about my career. I'm grateful for all my experiences and all the experiences I've learned through the storms.
Well, hopefully you can close out your college career with some success here at UVA and working with head coach Tony Elliott. I want to get your thoughts on this conference as a whole. It's called itself the Conference of Quarterbacks, and you look at Cade Klubnik, you look at Cam Ward, you look at some of the big names in this conference. How big of a deal is that to you to play in the ACC?
Yeah, no, I mean, it's huge. You got some big names in this conference, and then we had the conference had the first round or first overall pick last year with Cam Ward, who actually, I mean, my head coach last year was his head coach at UIW, and also too at his OC at Washington State. We came from the same tree, Cam and I did, and seeing his success in the ACC really fired me up and it excites me. So I'm just excited to get out there and go compete.
So you came to UVA to win. And there's nothing that's going to get in your way. Your team's going to put in the effort, going to put in the work, and you have a favorable schedule that, you know, the fans are always all talking about how this schedule is set up for UVA to have success this season. Can you give me your thoughts on the wide receiver room that you guys have put together?
Yeah, I think we've got a lot of dudes over there, and I think at the outside position, we got Trell Harris, extremely talented, one of the better ones I've played with, and we just got to keep him healthy and keep him on the field, and he's going to be electric for us. And then you got a guy like Jamal Edgerin. He's hungry. He's coming from Purdue. He's kind of had a roller coaster of a career as well. So he's came in here. He's extremely mature. It's a 6-year, and he knows what he wants, and he's going to go out there and perform at a high level. And then you go to the kind of the inside position. You go to the Sudarian and Cam Ross and Cam Courtney's, and just to name a few. And I mean, those guys are. It's going to be fun to watch them kind of compete it and battle it out during this camp, and see who's the most consistent guy. And I know those guys, each one of them, are going to help us on Saturdays, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
That's Chandler Morris, quarterback for UVA. Let it rip, man. Good luck this season.
That's right. Yes, sir. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You're listening to AWOD Radio on The Fan. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to AWOD Radio here on the new sports radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, it's AWOD on the Road, presented by Cowan Gates. We've got Hokie Steve with us here, and we're sitting down with Wes Durham right now from the ACC Network. What's going on, Wes?
I'm great, Adam. How are you, man?
I'm awesome. You know I love this event. I get to sit down with you and chop it up about all things ACC. I want to start with, who do you think is the best quarterback in the conference right now?
Oh, I'll give Klubnik his flowers.
Okay.
I think he's won the championship a couple times. He's been effective more often than not. Haynes King of Georgia Tech is close second to me. I think then we've got to get into the transfer list a little bit. I'm probably as excited about Miller Moss at Louisville. That's a name I don't think you're hearing very much. Mm-hmm. I want to see Carson Beck in a game.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, it's Notre Dame on opening night. I'd really like to know how somebody's come back from a UCL tear in early December in the rehab. Usually in baseball, we know that takes a little longer. But if he makes it back, and you know, all indications yesterday were he's going to be back and ready to go. So that would be really exciting for me. But I wouldn't go Klubnik right now, just based on wins and who he is. And I'm kind of optimistic on Clemson. I think Clemson has a chance to start in the top five and stay there a long time this fall.
I'm hoping so as well, and I do feel like last year, you know, there was a little bit of shade thrown at Dabo Swinney.
Yeah.
You're not in on the transfer portal. And he's, well, I'm going to develop my own guys, and they had the success last season and make it into the college football playoffs, and two teams got in. And my take is the ACC needs two teams every single year in the college football playoffs.
Yeah, if we stay at 12, they definitely need two. And if you go to 16, maybe we can, you know, offer an opportunity for one more maybe every year. I was glad to see SMU get in. I think it was a statement by the committee to say, hey, look, these guys were undefeated in their conference, and the two teams they lost to were really good teams. They lost to BYU and they lost to Clemson. So, yeah, I'm optimistic about where the ACC is right now. I think this is as calm the waters have been in a long time, and I think that's good for the league. I think the league has done a nice job building continuity, accessing good players out of the portal, and actually, I feel a little bit about the same way in basketball, that you know, you take bumps for a couple of years and now maybe everybody's found their way. But we'll decide that in October. But I feel really good about where football's going, and I love the first 3 weeks in terms of who they're playing.
Joined by Wes Durham, I'm Adam Epstein, here with Hokie Steve, live from Radio Row, Charlotte, North Carolina, for the 2025 ACC kickoff. You know, I want to start with UVA. This is the most excited I've been covering UVA.
I forgot to mention Chandler Morris, by the way.
Yeah. I mean, I think he's going to be a stud. We had him yesterday on the show. I love the confidence. I love the fact that you know, his father's in coaching.
Sure.
So he's had that experience. And I thought it was cool that he talked about he wanted to end his career at a good university and back with Tony Elliott, who mm-hmm. he knew from when he was 10 years old.
Yeah, and I think there's a lot to this, right? I think there's plenty to go around about Chandler Morris and the timing for Virginia. I think the university deserves a lot of credit. They went out and found resources financially to get in the portal. The way they lost all these players the last 3 years, now they're trying to bring those type players to Charlottesville. I'm excited. We're going to get to see them against Coastal in week one as part of our coverage, so
yeah,
that'll be fun. I told Tony yesterday, I feel like, you know, of all the cards he's been thrown, all the bad cards and the bad breaks and the tragedies and things like that, it finally feels like now they've got some resolve and some continuity and some structure built about their program where they can be successful. You know, Adam and Steve, each of the last 4 years, the ACC's had a team picked below kind of the midline in the preseason fly into the top five or six. Syracuse was that team last year at 10-2. Virginia, to me, has the kind of schedule where they can fly into the top five or six if they get off to the good start. And I certainly think opening night against Coastal is a big part of that.
Yeah, back to you. We were talking about the vibe of today. Really, the vibe of what goes back to Amelia Island. You know, last year at this time, we had the lawsuit going on with Clemson, FSU,
sure,
and
right,
the ACC. It kind of, you know, up at Amelia Island, it kind of started to change a little bit, and I think, obviously, it's completely different here this week.
Yeah, the landscape of this business is volatile at best, right?
No doubt.
I mean, it's on fire sometimes.
No doubt.
We're seeing a little bit of that, I think, this week now with all the conjecture about the college football playoff. But for me, I think the Atlantic Coast Conference, because of the type institutions they have to be a little bit more prudent. They can't quite shoot from the hip like some of these others can. The Big 12 is almost all state-born universities,
right?
And they can do some things that are a little less, you know, planned out, if you will. Brett Yormark can give away all the media seats at the basketball tournament to people to sit on the floor, and there's not an uproar about it, right? I mean, all those things kind of keep building. Here, it's taken a little more time. The ACC's never been a league historically that has moved without a plan, and I think we've seen that. The legal side had to take care of itself one way or the other. Everybody kind of got a little bit of what they wanted. The league did, the schools did, things like that. The waters have calmed there. I think that's all a big part of this. And the things that are going on the individual campuses, you know, I came into this league professionally in 1995 when there were nine schools.
Right.
Now we've damn near doubled that. It's harder to build consensus with 17 than it is nine. That was a tricky part for Jim Phillips. And, you know, that part for him has finally calmed down, too, since he began his commissionership here.
You know, there's a great opportunity. I'm looking at the schedule. Really, you talk about the first 3 weeks. Week one, Labor Day weekend. You've got, you know, obviously.
Oh, for the league?
Yeah.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Obviously, we talked yesterday with Eric McLean about LSU-Clemson. Obviously, a huge, huge game. But
yep,
the Hokies are down at Mercedes-Benz taking on Shane Beamer and the South Carolina Gamecocks. Oh, yeah. And FSU-Alabama. How about opening up the new Doak Stadium over there in Tallahassee?
Yeah, nobody will shy away from Florida State-Alabama.
Exactly.
Right? I mean, yeah, the league has done consistently a really good job the last few years with these type games. So I think that's something that they have to keep investing in. If you go and look ahead into the regular season, the Friday night schedule in this league is really good for ESPN,
Georgia
too.
Georgia Tech, Colorado first weekend.
Well, that, and you get Carolina at Cal later in the year, things of that nature. So, yeah, I'm optimistic about the way the league has to start. And, look, I don't expect them to go undefeated. But I think they need to come out of there feeling pretty good after the first week. And then you get Miami, Florida, you know, a couple weeks down the road. You get some week time. We're going to Blacksburg for Vanderbilt, Virginia Tech.
That's a big game. Huge game for the Hokies.
Depending on what happens at Mercedes-Benz, it could be very big either way, right?
Yep.
So all those things fall in line, and I think those are the type games that ultimately build the rhetoric for the ACC.
Yeah, and the tough thing after that is you can get the wins there in the non-conference, and then you got to keep it going throughout the rest of the season. I mean, we saw Miami have the success, and then it folds at the end of the season. It's so tough to keep it together throughout
Take
the entire
Pitt.
Ride.
Pitt starts 7-0, goes to Dallas, gets it handed to them, and now they can't rebound, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's a challenge, too. That's another school, like Virginia, who I think if they get off to a really good start, they build some momentum early. Can they cash it through? And that's one of the things about this league, that it's delivered. But the problem is, if you don't get the league off to a really good start to begin with,
right,
it's trickier to navigate.
Joined by Wes Durham, I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio. Wes, you know I love having you on the show. I'm such a big fan. And ACC fans, they know your name. They recognize your voice.
Right.
I'm interested. Can you walk me through some of the jobs that you've taken here to work your way up? And now you're the voice of the Falcons. They see you on ACC Network. What are some of the jobs that
Getting old, Adam. Got to be careful here. Let's see. I've been doing – I was late to television.
Okay.
I did not go to TV till 2013. So I was 47 when I went to TV. I did Georgia Tech for 18 years. You know, my dad's lineage in this league was just bananas. I mean, he started doing North Carolina in 19 – he actually left television to go to radio at Carolina. He was working ACC basketball for C.D. Chesley long before Raycom and JP and all that. He was doing Chesley games for the ACC in 1971. He started doing the games in college at Carolina. And so when he started doing Carolina in 71, I basically grew up following the league. So, you know, I worked at Vanderbilt prior to going to Georgia Tech in 1995. In fact, I'll share this with you guys. I put it on my Twitter feed yesterday. Noah Josie's dad, Brian, was an offensive guard on the Vanderbilt teams that I did the games for 31 years ago.
Yep.
And so I had a picture made with Noah yesterday, and I thank the world of his dad and those teams that I was fortunate to be on as a young announcer. But I've had a blast. It's been a professional blessing to be part of this. The Falcons situation came out of thin air 22 years ago. It'll be 22 years Dave and I've done the game starting this fall. And that just came about when their radio guy left town in July of 2004, and they needed somebody to do a preseason game in 3 weeks. And I'd done some preseason games a few years before that on radio, and they called and said, would you do it? And Dave Brain was the athletic director at Georgia Tech.
Yep.
Chan Gailey, the football coach, Paul Hewitt, the basketball coach, and they all – I was working for the athletic department at Tech, and they gave me their blessing in Atlanta, and I never would have imagined I'd be doing the NFL. This will be 22.
Can you tell me a little bit about the experience you had with Dan Quinn when he was coaching the Atlanta
Falcons? I'm a huge fan of DQ. I still get texts from DQ during basketball season. He watches a ton of basketball. I see a lot of games he's doing.
His quarterback comes out with a basketball.
Yeah,
Jay Daniels.
Yeah, his quarterback is trouble. And we're going to get to see him early in the year, too. And they'll come into Atlanta, I think, in week four or week three.
Yeah.
He is terrific. I love he and Stacey as people. You know, and he gave me, you know, his team was successful with Matt and Julio and those guys defensively. You know, I got to do the biggest game in the Western Hemisphere. Didn't go our way, but I got to do it.
Yeah.
And always grateful for that. And he's just a really good friend.
Steve, you want to tackle
the
Hokies?
Yeah, I was going to say, since we're Virginia-based, he left out the voice of the Radford Highlanders back
in
the day.
That's where I started. God bless them. They gave me a job out of college. I finished at Elon. I didn't have a job. And tell you, Jeff Charles, the late voice of the East Carolina Pirates, had worked at Virginia Tech. And Jeff had some friends that worked at Radford in athletics. And Jeff and I had exchanged tapes. He had been very kind to give me a lot of feedback. I still think, you know, he's as responsible for my career beginning. And I had a wonderful experience at Elon. I love my school. And Jeff said, hey, by the way, Radford's hiring a basketball announcer. I think you can get this job. And I sent a tape in. And went up there and interviewed with Rick Rogers, who was the SID. Chuck Taylor was the AD. Oliver Purnell was the basketball coach. Marty Smith, much younger than me, came to school after I had already left. But I'm grateful for those 3 years and what it meant in my career. It's always fun to go to Blacksburg, because I used to eat at McAdoo's when I was at Radford. I used to go to Beers of the World downtown on Main Street. Yep. I used to go there when I was at Radford. It's been a blast.
McAdoo's is still popular joint.
Oh, I've been to McAdoo's. We stay out on Price's Fork, and I'll go get a sandwich at McAdoo's. And people are like, what are you doing? Nobody goes there. I'm like, no. I went there 30-some years ago. I'm going again.
Wes, massive season for the Virginia Tech Hokies. For me, I'm such a big fan of Coach Pry.
Sure.
I hate to see the mistakes in terms of the penalties, the 12 men on the field, the time management issues.
Sure.
How can he improve in that category?
They have to execute. It's pretty simple at Virginia Tech. He made the tough decisions in the offseason that had to be made. But that's the bottom line. Look, I know 60 minutes of referendum is played in Atlanta. I understand that game, okay? But I don't know that they can beat South Carolina. I hope they can for the sake of the ACC and for Virginia Tech. But what you can't do is lose South Carolina, come back home, play Vanderbilt, and lose that game.
Yeah.
That's when things get hot quick, and that's not good for anybody.
Why
that's,
do you think they've struggled in the first four games? You know, the last
I don't
like five,
know.
Six years.
I mean, we had them 2 years ago when they played Old Dominion. They were lights out that opening night. I really like Kyron Jones. The health thing for me is always a bit of a question there, right? Defensively, I think they've had really good talent. APR was phenomenal.
Yeah.
Man, what a great player he was. So, you know, we'll see how this goes. I think it's probably best that they forget what's happened here in the last 3 or 4 years and play this thing as free as they possibly can this fall.
Yeah, you nailed it. If they go down to Mercedes-Benz, even if they play a great game and don't come out of there with a win, they have got to beat Vanderbilt in Blacksburg that next Saturday night, because you cannot start 0-2 with that heat coming down.
No question. And I think that's the one thing we're excited to be there for, the Commodores and the Hokies.
Yeah. Wes, really appreciate the
time. All right,
guys.
Pleasure. Thanks.
Yep, that's Wes Durham. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD on the Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.